Chris Neufeld before that with Waterwheel from his Colorado Low CD, and Neufeld's doing next Sunday. No, not next Sunday. 2 weeks from today is the day that the Menno play the folk at the West End Cultural Center. He's playing with a band called Secondhand Pants. I would go just to see a band called Secondhand Pants. That's 2 weeks at the West End for the big Menno folk. My chair just fell. That's funny. And G-Mac with Company Store from his Maintenance EP. G-Mac's playing at the West End tonight for a big fundraiser for some reason. I'm sure it's for a good cause. Go check it out. What am I going to do? I don't even know. Time is flying. I'm getting way too carried away. I had all this stuff planned. I'm not going to get to it all. You'll have to wait a couple of minutes. I'll reorganize. I'll reprioritize. And we'll come back and we'll see where we're going to go. Will it be set number A that I planned or set number B? And we'll explain how letters are not numbers. Coming up right after this.
Well, the Elephant and Castle Pub and Restaurant, 350 St. Mary's Avenue, Sundays just got better. Hey, students, need a reason to head out on Sunday night? Join us every Sunday for Campus Night featuring happy hour all day long and tons of beverage features. And don't forget to enter your name in our draw to win one of two Apple iPods to be drawn at the end of October and November. Best of all, starting October 2nd, join us starting at 9 p.m. in our cozy confines as we feature some of the best up-and-coming and established Winnipeg artists live on stage. This week features the folk pop sensibilities of local firecracker Jen Josiak. The Elephant and Castle, located at 350 St. Mary's Avenue, where Sunday's Campus Night is always bang on.
Time you kiddies listen to some real music.
If your dad didn't tune you into stellar music as a child, be sure to listen to Punks and Parkas every Tuesday night at 10 on 101.5 UMFM.
I wanna see your face everywhere I go.
Thanks, Dad.
Good evening. This is the Winnipeg neighborhood Elmwood, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
Yes, we are back on Tell the Band to Go Home. The Sick Host Edition, right until 4 o'clock, playing you singer-songwriters. And like this guy right here.
Hi, this is Kathleen Edwards.
I have no idea why that's happening. I didn't do that. I'm not having a very good day. Let's try that again, because Kathleen Edwards for some reason popped up there. Let's try this.
Will you win? It's your show now. So what's it gonna be? Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch now? And we thought this was low. Well, it's bad, getting worse now. Where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels. I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow. We got this and that with the rattle attack testing. One, two, man, what you gonna do? Bad news, missed news, got too much to lose. Give me some truth now, whose side are we on? Whatever you say, I turn on the boob tube. I'm in the mood to obey, so lead me astray. And by the way now, where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow. Where'd all the good people?
Fooled you.
sitting round feeling far away. Yeah. So far away, but I can feel the debris. Can you feel it? You interrupt me from a friendly conversation to tell me how great it's all gonna be. Cause it's important to you, it's not important to me. But way down by the edge of your horizon, well, it's beginning to show. And all I really wanna know is where all the good people go. I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. And where all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow. Where all the good people go? With the rattle-a-tat test, then one, two, man, what you gonna do? Bad news, Miss Dew's got too much to lose. Give me some truth now, whose side are we on today anyway? Whatever you say, wrong or resolute, but in the mood to obey. Station to station, desensitizing the nation.
That's Jack Johnson. Yes, thanks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jack Johnson there, recorded live on KGSR down in Austin. That's what it's called. Send it out to Stu Reed and all the good people over at CKUW who are having their fun drive. It started off on Friday nights and carries on throughout the week. And, you know, it seems funny, I guess, you know, me always talking about CKUW and Stu's show all the time. But if you like this show, a big reason that it exists is because of my old pal Stu over there at CKUW. Does a fine show Wednesday nights 6 to 8, and you know, I go to the poor man's university down there at the University of Winnipeg, and proud of it. I love it down there, and they have a fine radio station, of course. Now, I don't know if you know this, but radio stations cost money. It's true. It may sound shocking, but they cost a lot of money to put on the air, and we don't bore you with commercials and you know, play boring mindless music like the other stations. That's why we are such a refreshing breath of fresh air. But in order to survive, we got to get money from somewhere. Over here at the Land of the Golden Microphones, we're lucky because we have thousands and thousands of thousands of students walking around, and we get to reach into each and every one of their pockets and take some money and keep our station going, and we're very pleased that they offer us the opportunity. But over there at CKUW, they don't have as many people to gather money from. We do our part. We pay our you know, our little fee. But it's not enough. So every year they go on the air for a week in the middle of February, and they ask for money. And you may think that's shameless, begging for money, but it's the only way to keep great radio stations going is with a little money. And over there, they could use the money, and they deserve it. It's a fine station full of fine people. So I'm asking you, if you care about this show or campus and community radio at all, throw a few bucks at CKUW this week. They deserve it. They're fine folks, and especially you tune in on Wednesday night to the Twang Trust. We'll try to make Stu the king of fun drive again. He always raises more money than everybody else combined or something, and nobody deserves it more than our old pal Stu. This guy, I don't know if you know this, but he works super hard behind the scenes. He's one of those people that he makes me look bad all the time because he, like, plans out his show and, like, knows what he's talking about and stuff. It's really odd. But he works really hard to put together a fine show, and so we should support him as much as we can. And he also, this is what I don't get about the guy. He spends his hard-earned money to thank you, the listener, for pitching in at fun drive time. He puts together this amazing poster every year, this limited edition thing. You can only get it on his show. You can only get it with a donation of, I forget how much, a bunch of money. And I have these things up in my living room, which some people think is rather odd, but they're beautiful posters. And Stu also puts together these prize packages. Every show has prize packages over there, but Stu's are the best because he goes out and digs up some amazing stuff. He's got some Austin City Limits CDs and DVDs. He's got a bunch of other stuff, including the KGSR Broadcasts Volume 13, which we just heard a song from there. Super limited edition thing. You can only get it in the States or if you listen to the Twang Trust. And I've been lucky enough to win a bunch of stuff on that show over the years. And now it's your turn. So you tune in on Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m., and you throw some money at Stu, and maybe he'll throw you a prize. And I guess I'll let you know. You know, normally it's me copying him, but this time he copied me. He's got to find a website, which is just up today. Twangtrust.ca. Check it out. It's, I reluctantly admit that it's a gorgeous thing. And, you know, mine's looking better since Christy fixed it up, but Stu puts us to shame. Check it out. Twangtrust.ca. Tune in to CKOW Fun Drive and throw them some money because they're fine people. Hey, you know what's coming up on Tuesday? It's the most the silliest of all greeting card holidays, Valentine's Day. And while I don't go for that silly greeting card holiday stuff, we'll play you some Valentine's Day songs anyway, some love songs, some different kind of love songs. We'll start it off with a song. What do you know? It's called Valentine's Day. Go figure.
This is me and my wife's anniversary, and our second anniversary, this time we've been married. Our divorce did not work out. And it's also her birthday. This song was written on February 13th because it was... getting ready to be Valentine's Day, and I can't get no kind of a license. So I got a fishing license, that's right. I'm real proud of that. And so I couldn't, I hadn't done enough planning in advance, which is the story of my life. And I realized too late to go out and do something, so I wrote this. Come to you with empty hands. I guess I just forgot again. I only got my love to send. Valentine's Day. I ain't got a card to sign. Roses have been hard to find. I only hope that you'll be mine for Valentine's Day. I knew it, I swore that I wouldn't forget. Wrote it all down, and I lost it, I guess. There's so much I wanna say, but all the words just slip away. The way you love me every day. Valentine's Day. Take my IOU, I can make it up to you. Till then I hope my heart'll do.
inside her feeble mind. She is spinning out of time, like a hunter who's gone blind. My valentine, beside her velvet nest, she humiliates the best. Couldn't take no more, I guess, of my valentine. Valentine, I killed my valentine, and I laughed until I cried for my valentine. Valentine, I killed my valentine, and I shall gladly do the time for my valentine. Does most of her work, laughing while you heard from my valentine. In the middle of every dream is a lie that holds the key to free you from what you think you need, like my valentine.
Bobby Bear Jr.'s Young Criminal Starvation League. I just wanted to say that I just wanted to say that we don't condone murdering your Valentine or anybody else here on this show. But that is a fine song from the End of Your Leash. And before that, we heard Steve Earle with Valentine's Day. And that just goes to show that sometimes love songs can be beautiful and touching, or they can be serious and weird. Like that one right there. Here's another one that's all serious and weird. And I wanted to play this. It's a love song that's not very lovely. It's got the most shocking line I think I've ever heard in a song. Just because it's the last line and it changes absolutely everything. So pay attention to this song, because it goes along and you think it's all a beautiful, touching love song, and then right at the end, it's shocking. Shocking, I'm serious. It's gorgeous. It's Wilco, She's a Jar. Tell the band to go home.
She's a jar with a heavy lid, my pop quiz kid. A sleepy kisser, a pretty war, with feelings hid, she begs me not to miss her. She says forever to light a fuse. We could use a handful of wheel and a day off and a bruised road. However you might feel, tonight is real.
talk, I sing. Won't you please bring that flash to shine into my eyes red, unless they close. When you click and my face gets sick, stuck like a question unposed. Just climb aboard the tracks of the trains on. In my fragile family tree, watch me floating inches above the people under me. Please beware the quiet front yard. I warned you before there were water skies. I warned you not to drive. Dry your eyes, you poor devil. Are there really ones like these? The ones I dream float like leaves and freeze to spread skeleton wings. I passed through before I knew you. I believe it's just because daddy's payday is not enough. Oh, I believe it's all because daddy's payday is not enough.
Long, long time ago, my mother told me, as far as she knows, loving was only for those who love themselves, and it ain't for no one else. And you've got to hold inside a certain amount of pride. Long, long way from home, it seems I've forgotten all that I was told, and the heartache is starting. And those who love themselves aren't enslaved to no one else, and they don't have to compromise, and they don't have to cover their eyes. Seems seems I'm trapped, I can't break free. Without you, who would I be? And I branded myself powerless. Is my need my cowardice? She's got bruises, but she wear them for love. He's got disease, but he'll bear it for love. Don't know what Cupid was thinking of. So many of us just slaves for love. Long, long chain of fools, I'm in there somewhere. Cause love ain't got no rules, but somehow I still care. For those who love themselves even more than I love myself. And though you bring me pain and sorrow, I'll still be here tomorrow. Seems I'm trapped, I can't break free. Without you, who would I be? And I've rendered myself powerless. Is my need my cowardice? Got bruises, but she'll wear them for love. Well, he's got a new disease, but he'll bear it for love. Don't know what Cupid was thinking of. So many of us just slaves for love, fools for love.
Hey, this is Lee Westover. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
And this old town is slowly sinking. Since I fell in love with song.
bark to get his fix. There's a hole in his heart where the needle sticks, and nobody gives a shit. This ain't no stupid love song. This ain't another stupid love song. This ain't no stupid love song. This ain't another stupid love song.
I just fell in love.
Tom Waits, man, you gotta love him. I hope that I don't fall in love with you from the great album Closing Time. And what else did we hear in there? We heard Leroy Stagger singing about a stupid love song. We heard Jeffrey Gaines with a dark love song. And Wilco with perhaps the darkest love song of them all, She's a Jar from Summer Teeth.